This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Daryl's in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps.
They're already taking pictures of an empty field house in Boulder, pimping the Watch the Colorado showcase. It's a pro day. It's not a showcase. It's guys running around in t-shirts and shorts. It's not a showcase. A
little bit of news, gentlemen, from Albert Breer. The Browns have, are you ready for this? Here's who's in attendance today.
Okay.
All right, your attendance number. Jimmy Haslam, Kevin Stefanski,
okay.
Andrew Berry,
yep.
Glenn Cook,
yep.
Catherine Hickman, J.W. Johnson, Tommy Reese, Bill Musgrave.
And the dinner was last night.
According to Albert.
I've got eight.
Yep.
Well, then they had to eat light if they're going to work out. You don't want a big, heavy steak in you.
Stop at a salad joint?
Say, hey, Jeff, part of the test.
Chicken? Carb load.
Part of the test, carb load. What did you order? How did you order it? Were you respectful to the wait staff? I'm just saying.
Now, see.
Are you good at small talk at the dinner table?
Before we take a couple of calls about Pickett, you tell me, do you send an eight-person contingent with all of the right people in that group to watch these guys as a smokescreen? Or is this the real deal you want to make sure? It screams to me real deal.
I think
deal.
They sent the wrong part of the ownership group, I'll say that.
Should have sent D?
Should have sent Jimmy.
They did. That's what Dan just said.
And D.
Hmm.
Should have had D in the room, too.
Nice lady.
Very intelligent lady.
Is it a smokescreen, or is it, I don't think you send that unless thinking about
so
that.
So the Titans with Cam Ward? That was the equivalent of what the Titans did for Cam Ward.
Same type of deal. Okay.
But here's the thing. No, it's totally fine, Jeff, because it's two players. It's not one player.
So you're going to get...
You have everyone guessing, is it going to be Travis or is it going to be Shadur? I think it's going to be Travis. I think it's Travis.
You haven't mentioned Abdul Carter very much today. For a reason, huh?
Travis has been my guy. I started the Travis Hunter train.
Yeah, you were the guy.
February.
You were him.
Okay? I got that rolling on the afternoon show when I was filling in.
I'm Engineer Daryl.
I think I made Jonathan Peterlin fall out of his chair when I mentioned that. Because he was like, oh, really? He was in disbelief. But Travis is my guy. So I don't think the Browns are tipping their hand anyway by sending all these people out. First of all, it's smart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Strength in numbers, but also two, you got two people that they're picking between. NFL guessing which Colorado Buffalo is going to be a Cleveland Brown.
In other words, okay, the NFL is guessing, which could cause a team, New York Giants, who might have an interest to want to trade up, and you know you want a Travis anyway, and you could trade down to three, get Travis Hunter, because they're coming up to get Shadur, and you pick up more assets.
Right now, the Browns are running the draft.
Yeah, they really are.
They're running the draft right now. Cam Ward's a Tennessee Titan, in my view. I will be
flabbergasted.
I'll be shocked if the Titans do not select Cam Ward. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean I feel that he should be the pick or is worthy of the pick, but I think that is what Tennessee will do. Okay. That puts the Browns on the clock and they're running the draft. The entire league is watching their every move to try and break the code of what Andrew Berry is going to do at number two. And I think by sending, so Brewer said Jimmy Haslam, Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, both assistant GMs, J.W. Johnson, Tommy Reese, and Bill Musgrave, okay? By sending all those people out there, it's also a mind game.
You know, I mean, you sent your offensive coordinator,
guess what? They didn't send all those people to Jackson Dart's pro day, right?
Who, by the way, just intrigues the you-know-what out of me.
Does he? You're a big Jackson Dart guy?
Well, what I keep
going... You want to talk about him throwing darts all over the field?
No, I don't. I want to try to avoid that, but I get the little mention. I keep thinking this, Daryl, and I've asked every analyst that we've had on the show this. How much of a difference is there between Sanders and Dart or Milroe? And that's what I keep going back to.
And that's why I keep going back to, I feel like the Browns are not going to pick at 33. They're going to go back into the first round and take
and
one of these
one of
kids
guys,
to get that fifth-year option. Because I don't know if there's all that big of a – because it's Cam Ward. Then there's a gap there. That's what all the experts say. There's a gap.
There's a gap
Cam,
there.
Then there's Shador.
Yeah.
And then there's everybody else, right? It's a hodgepodge of guys after that. So if there's a – you know. Depending how you do your evaluation gaps or whatever, right? Depending on how big the gap is between Cam and Shador, I feel like that there isn't as big of a gap between Shador and the Milroes of the world and the Darts of the world, you know, Will Howard. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. But when you look at a lot of mock drafts, you're seeing, like, Dart and Milroe, you know, anywhere from late first round to be second rounders.
Yeah.
And then you have everyone else go in the third round and later.
So, guys, we have a correction as well we need to make.
Okay.
Some of the wording that we've had today is off. We need to make sure we're saying the right things.
Okay.
This is not the Colorado Buffalo Pro Day. Okay? That's not what this is called. This is the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find Showcase.
The what?
Showing you this right here, Daryl.
Somebody bought it. Gotta like that.
Oh my dear goodness gracious.
Is there a sponsorship label on that?
There is not a sponsorship label on it. It is a banner in front of the food that Kalen Kaler has from The Athletic, who does a great job reporting on stuff. There is a banner in front of the food, and it says, the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find Showcase.
I like that.
That's the name of today.
I like that a lot.
Daryl
mentioned earlier. A scenario where Kenny Pickett is just flat out.
Always be marketing.
Well, hey, Deion does it great. I mean, to his credit,
you darn right he does.
He gets his, you know, he works. I'll say this, you know, all kidding aside about we ain't too hard to find Colorado Buffalo 2025 showcase. All that aside, all sarcasm aside. I love not only what Deion Sanders preaches to his young men, and I realize maybe he does some of it for the cameras, but I love what he preaches to them about work ethic and you know, doing the right things on and off the field. But the other thing I love about him, Jeff, is how much he fights on behalf of his kids.
Yeah, that he really
now,
does.
He demands in return that they do their part, they pull their weight. But I do love and respect how much Deion Sanders fights on behalf of his kids. I really do. And I realize I'm mocking that banner and that you need 25 seconds to read off the title or whatever the heck this thing is today. It's a pro day. Okay, that's really what. But Deion Sanders fights for his kids to get the love and respect he feels they deserve. And how can you not love and respect
the
that?
Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase?
Daryl threw out a thought when we were talking about all of this that's going on, and folks, I know it's driving us nuts too, but well, they're going, I think they have some kind of plan already figured out. What that is, who knows? Daryl threw out two young guys, not Sanders or Ward, with Pickett as your starter, and you kind of punt it down the road for a year. Chris is in California. Chris, what part of California, sir?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, man.
Hey, Chris, where are you?
You ever heard of San Bernardino or Redlands?
Yep.
Actually, the kid that plays for Washington, his area.
Nice. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks. And sorry I call in. I was just hoping to voice my opinion. I understand you guys are skeptical about Kenny Pickett, but I feel like giving him the right chance and the right opportunity, I also want to throw a fact out there. Since 2014, I don't believe that any quarterback has been given up after two seasons, the first quarterback selected by the respected team has been given up after two seasons other than Pickett. You look at Bryce Young, he's going on year three, and you know, I think fairly Pickett's better than Bryce Young. Anyway, give him an opportunity and see what he could do in Cleveland as week one starter. I believe that you guys should draft Ashton Jeanty though at number two. And then
you're going running back at two?
I mean, who do you guys have right now? Nick Chubb's gone, right?
Well,
yeah,
for now.
You don't take a running back at two.
This
just
is,
like
this
you don't pay a running
loaded.
Back $20 million a year.
Yeah. Draft
you
is just, loaded you with running backs.
Yeah. You take the running back at 33 at the earliest.
Well, okay, then trade back, you know? Trade back and get some more assets. And then also trade for Jordan Addison. You know, get Jordan Addison on this offense. And if you want to have some competition with Pickett.
I don't know that they would trade him.
Sign Teddy Bridgewater or draft Kyle McCord or trade for Sean Clifford from Green Bay. That's just my suggestion.
Chris, those are some good thoughts, and thank you for the call. The interesting thing here, Daryl, there are so many different things that could happen here, and that's why you mentioned earlier, Browns are in control of this draft. Right now they are. Somebody could just absolutely decide they have to have somebody and take him at two. And if the Browns are sitting where they don't think they absolutely have to have somebody, it puts them in a great position to do things. The only thing that concerns me, the history of this organization trading down doesn't like fill me with confidence there.
Or them trading up to get like the one pick that they are absolutely prohibited for trading for in the first round is the 22nd pick.
That doesn't work.
That is, so the owner of the 22nd pick this year are the Los Angeles Chargers. So, Andrew Berry, my request to you is lose Jim Harbaugh's phone number.
Although, was Aaron Rodgers 22 or was he 24? All I know is Brandon Whedon and Johnny Manziel didn't work out too well. How's that? 216-474-0092.
Trying not to relive that nightmare.
I mentioned, and we got going there, I mentioned something that Nathan Zagura told the morning show about the draft. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
216-474-0092. Number to join us, Dan Menigan. Running everything for us. We appreciate that. We're really going deep on the Colorado Buffalo, not Pro Day, whatever it's being called. Something nicely marketed, because the Browns have
Colorado football. We ain't too hard to find. 2025 showcase.
Apparently not, because the Browns sent 8 people out there to watch.
Well, that's how easy it was to find. Fine. All 8 Browns representatives were able to make it to Boulder, Colorado.
Preach, my friend, preach.
Wonder what that check was last night for dinner.
I'm gonna say it is
$4,000.
Oh. Probably higher.
I mean, you know, they probably went as high end as you could get, you know, in Denver, and there's some pretty great high end restaurants.
I don't think they were doing hamburgers and fries last night.
No, I can only imagine that was probably pretty serious stuff. Anyway, I'm
Casa
sure
Bonita.
I'm sure
maybe
they have
sopapillas, fun. Cliff diving. It's a good time.
You don't want to go chips. They'd get all those chips in them, and they'd be
not, don't want too many carbs the night before
right,
workout.
You'd be sluggish today, but you don't want a big steak sitting in you. Anyhow.
Well, that's why you get the petite cut.
Yeah, that's probably valid. Browns have 11 picks in this draft, and they have some high picks. They have a first round, second round, 2/3. They have a 4th. Nathan Zagura is the color analyst on the Browns radio network, and he was on with Ken and Anthony this morning, and he talked about the Browns' approach to this. Now, we know they've signed some guys in the offseason here on the defensive side of the ball. They've not really made much of an impact offensively in adding to any of the skill position groups. And if you take a look, you think, okay, where's the running back? Well, it's not here yet. Where's the additional wide receiver? Well, he's not here yet. Did they get an additional tight end? No, he's not here yet. Well, you've added to the offensive line. You brought in Kenny Pickett, but Jameis isn't here. Deshaun's not going to – we see what's going on. Here's what Nathan had to say to the morning guys about the draft and what the Browns might be doing.
I would go out right now today. This is just me, and you guys might kind of roll your eyes at this. I'd sign Nick Chubb today. I'd sign Elijah Moore today, and I'd sign Jed Wills today. And I'd bring in Joe Flacco.
I'm glad you
and
said
we
it.
Have a rookie. We have Flacco. You got Pickett. Nick Chubb, first of all, obviously the market that he was hoping to be there isn't there.
Uh-huh.
I think not only would it be great for the fan base, you give him a chance. It's a 2-year injury to come back. Give him some incentives. I think it's great for everybody, right? Nick Chubb's back. Elijah Moore, 60 catches a year, certainly knows this offense. I'm not saying he's a game changer, but clearly you'll be able to bring him back at a relatively good value, knows your offense, gives some stability, and in opportunities where he had games where he was put in more of a feature role, he did very well. And I just think it's good stability in that position. It allows you to not necessarily have to force in the draft. When you go to Jed Wills, the fact of the matter is the guy's 25 years old, started almost 60 games. Has he been great? No. Have there been issues? Yes. But I would say this. This, to me, I'd sign him on a 1-year, basically nothing deal. It's a prove-it deal. There's no market, it appears. Otherwise, he'd be signed somewhere.
So you go out and you sign these free agents, which takes care of some of the stuff that I just laid out. They haven't done anything yet at these key spots. And if you get a wide receiver, I wouldn't mind bringing Elijah Moore back. He played really well when Jameis was the quarterback. Nick Chubb, okay, you can draft a running back as well. And Jed Wills, they did make some signings on the offensive line that I think will be helpful. And so but on a cheap deal, I understand that. And what does that do when you get into the draft? That allows you to do anything because you don't have pressing needs, Daryl, and you can draft for best player available and maybe, you know, gear it toward a need. But man, you're not going to have huge spots to fill. I'm just surprised they've gone this far in free agency and haven't filled some of those spots.
Well, they do have 5 of the top 104 picks.
Serious? That's a good thing. You ought to be able to find five guys out of 104 who can play in the NFL.
I have more interest in Aaron Rodgers than I do Jedrick Wills.
Okay. Because why?
I just don't think he's good for the locker room.
Because it hasn't gone well for him here?
I don't think he loves the game.
Okay.
And
they have signed some Tevin Jenkins coming in.
They don't need Jed Wills.
I don't think they do either. You have Zach Zinter in reserve. I think right now, Daryl, they could go 9-10 deep on the offensive line with what's already on the roster.
Are you interested in sentiment, or are you interested in trying to build a football team?
I don't think there's sentiment with Jed Wills.
No,
you?
That's not where I was going.
Okay, you're going with Nick Chubb.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. We all love Nick Chubb, right?
Absolutely.
There's just no argument there. He's still available. I'm indifferent if they bring him back or not.
He didn't look like himself last year, understandably.
Right. So I am not going, if Nick Chubb ends up somewhere else, I'm not going to be you're not going to hear me rant and rave about how the Browns stuck it to Nick Chubb and how they made a colossal mistake by not re-signing him. I'm indifferent if they bring him back.
All right, gentlemen, we have a little bit of a rivalry going on. Jeff, if I can borrow you once again to count for me. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated today at the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase.
Okay.
The Giants have a crew led by General Manager Joe Sheehan?
Joe, yep.
Yeah. Head Coach Brian Daboll, Assistant GM Brandon Brown, DPP, I don't know what that stands for, Tim
Director
McDonald,
of Player Personnel.
Cool. Yeah. Offensive Coordinator Mike Kafka, Defensive Coordinator Shane Bowen.
Yeah, you know what? Browns win. Two members of their ownership group, both assistant GMs. They sent the quarterback coach to head coach. Yeah, Browns win.
8-6.
Browns win 8-6. It is their first victory in 2025, and it might be their only victory. I'm kidding.
Can't have nice thing.
I was joking.
Can't have nice thing.
Little sarcasm.
Finish. We have more from Nathan. Here's Nathan talking to the morning guys.
I would go out right now today. This is just me and you.
We'll get to it. Hang on. We'll figure that out in a second. He had another thought about a certain player. While Dan does that, let's go to John and Stowe. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Was that a burp or a cough?
No, that was me getting off a ladder.
Oh, well,
careful.
Thank goodness.
Be careful.
No, I'm ladder certified. Don't worry.
All right, okay. Good.
Wait a minute, that's a thing? So, I'm not being sarcastic. That's a thing? Ladder certification? I'm just asking.
No, I was lying.
Okay, yeah. All right. Hey, listen, you never know. Oh, sure, you got all these rules and then, safety first.
Well, I do have the OSHA 10. The OSHA 10, which does cover ladders.
Nice
job.
Okay, all right.
All right. So, I'm a Steelers fan, first off. I've got the Steelers bias. But I've got something to say. Like that guy from California, you know, seems like a nice guy, the caller. He is wrong about Kenny Pickett. I watched Kenny Pickett for 2 years. You should probably start him this year and win 4 or 5 games and get another good pick next year for a better quarterback class. But Kenny Pickett's not going to work out in Cleveland. Okay. He's just not good. I'm sorry. He's just not. He doesn't have the arm strength. He's not very athletic. And he doesn't have the mentality either. I mean, the guy from California, he said, you know, that we gave up on him after 2 years. We didn't give up on him. We brought in another quarterback, and sure, it was a veteran quarterback, but the guy asked out.
Yeah, he wanted out.
Before camp even started. I mean, he gave up on us. Pickett's not going to work out. He's not going to. Okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't start him this year, but if I was a Browns fan, I would want Pickett to start this year. I want you guys to, you know, have a reloading year. You know, you don't want to rebuild. I get it. Have a reload year. Don't win that many games. Get a good draft pick. Do not sign Rodgers or Cousins, because you are going to have to give Rodgers or Cousins more money than they deserve, and most likely more years
Well, you guys are getting Aaron Rodgers, so you have fun with that.
John, thank you. Good luck, and take care of yourself on that ladder. That's not a good thing. Zagura finishing his thought with the morning guys.
He's still a talented guy, and I think a lot of the questions with Jed Wills are, what do you want this to be for you as a career? And we've seen various players in the Browns who have left the Browns, been humbled. I'll take Baker Mayfield for an example. He's thriving in Tampa Bay. And he even said, you've heard many interviews recently, like, I needed to hit rock bottom. I needed to mature. I needed to get myself together and get focused and make this a priority. And now he's played very, very good football the last 2 years, and I'm happy for him. Jed Will still has that kind of talent. So maybe this has been the humbling moment. For me, it's just a free lottery ticket, and it also eliminates necessarily, potentially, you know, a need that you must go with in the draft.
I'm just wondering if the Browns make any more moves in free agency, Daryl, to fill some of those spots. You know, I still look at the wide receiver position. You know, it's my pet peeve. And just I think two things. You know, a couple of these guys were pretty good when you had a quarterback who could actually throw the ball down the field, Jameis. And any Jameis thought anybody has, go ahead and add it here. But the wide receivers looked better with Jameis at quarterback, Cedric Tillman, Elijah Moore. And do you bring somebody in? Do you take a couple of lottery tickets there on guys who are free agents? I've got a couple of guys that I think I would love to see them sign. I don't know if they'd become good players here or not, but I think there are some intriguing guys out there who are worth a look. And I wonder if they add anybody there. I wonder if you know the running backs who were free agents, they've pretty much been scarfed up, but it's a deep running back draft, so I don't have an issue there. I think you can go draft two running backs if you wanted to and be covered. And that's why I agree with you on Nick. I would love to have him back. If he were Nick Chubb, they know better than anybody, is he healed up? Is he good to go? Whatever. I don't see how you could make a huge investment in him. But if he needs a place to play, by all means, I'd bring him in. But I'm going to add a young guy.
Yeah, it's a no for me on Jed Wills. I have no interest. I just feel like his attitude is bad for the locker room. You need guys that want to be there, that want to be at their best. I don't want players on this football team that you have to poke and prod to get the best out of them. I just don't. It's part of the reason the Browns continue to be the Cleveland Browns.
Well, especially
talent or no talent. Yes, he has the talent. He chooses not to use it. That's on him. Chubb?
That's not good.
Bring him in, fine. If you get him cheap, great, whatever. Elijah Moore, have no problem bringing him back either. You know, not a difference maker. You get him on a veteran minimum deal, whatever. The offensive line, I think they're set up front. I think that Barry did a good job.
I do too.
Bringing in
some extra personnel.
Well, not just extra, but he brought in versatile personnel. He brought in guys that
Kevin Jenkins is an interesting guy because he can play tackle too.
You look at the last couple of years with the offensive line and some of the injury problems that they've had, right? What held them back was they were, you know, kind of putting guys in not the greatest of positions, just trying to get through situations. I feel like now they've got some versatility. They got a swing tackle. You got swing interior offensive linemen now that can step in, you know, if called upon, right? So, yeah, good luck to Jed. Wish him well. Go do what makes you happy.
Go join the book club in Tampa.
Well, no,
Oh, come on. That was worth a chuckle, Daryl. I got a chuckle out of Dan. That was worth a chuckle.
Ha ha.
Wasn't very nice. Ryan's in Youngstown, Ryan.
Not very nice.
Hey, gentlemen. Actually, I'm getting down from a ladder, too, ironically.
Nice. Careful,
man. Please be careful.
Welcome to the ladder segment of the show.
I tell you, Jeff, in the past decade, I've been calling you guys. I've been up on I-beams, 40 stories up in the air as an iron worker, talking
That's
to you guys
awesome.
Casually.
God so bless you.
I'm copacetic with that, man. Hey, Daryl, man, first and foremost, it is awesome just hearing your enthusiasm, your knowledge. Again, I listen to Jeff Andy Menigan consistently because my work scenario surrounds it. But you, man, you're just hitting home runs, dude. I can hear the enthusiasm. You're a fan. You're knowledgeable. You got it going on, man. I'm loving hearing what your perspective is from the Browns in the draft in particular. But I digress, man.
One thing hold on one
checks
second.
In the mail.
There you go. That was fabulous, Ryan.
I'm going to pull a Jared Allen right now. I feel like that just cost me a lot of money.
There's a new Daryl Ryder promo right there.
That's right. Yeah. But hey, man, I did listen to that, man. I tell you, it's all about the Browns, man. And I can assure you, man, just like you alluded to, Jeff, in the previous regimes and Daryl, and then again, obviously Lombardi or Farmer or Dorsey, whomever. It's just very risky, whomever these gentlemen are, with their perspective on how to go about it, whether it be trades, which Jeff has talked about a lot, fearful of trading up just to get trade picks, and they don't fulfill any obligation. Again, I just, as a fan, I mean, draft in, draft out, we're very knowledgeable, and they're swinging and missing. And again, my true scary scenario for next year is the left tackle position. Again, I know we have DeJuan Jones, and I know we have a big body, but again, this, if we're bringing in a true youngster, we need to have somebody on the left side shoring up that all line. I know we have the other guys, but again, it's just scary to just draft a youngster without a true guy there blocking his line side. I know that's another problem the Browns have, just like other teams, but my perspective, guys, as always, Travis Hunter, Bill Carter, and clap your hands, say good draft. Other than that, I just am fearful. Hey, guys, great show as always. Thanks.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much. Dano.
Watch that ladder.
Little bit of news before we head to break. James Palmer, who covers the NFL for Bleacher Report, Underdog, used to be with NFL Network for a little bit as well, at the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase. Travis Hunter has decided to run routes today per source, so we will see Hunter on the field here in Boulder.
Oh, that's, thank God.
That's great news.
I was losing sleep over that.
216-474-0092.
Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase.
Number to join us. It's Baskin and Phelps with a lot of guys who are all fired up today right here on 92.3 The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl Ryder's in for Andy today. And Dano's on my right, and Meredith's behind the glass, taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. We've been chatting about the Colorado Day and just kind of where the Browns are sitting right now with the draft less than 3 weeks away. When is it, Daryl? 3 weeks from yesterday is the first round, correct?
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either. And then, boy, you're going to draw that baby out.
I wish today was day two, to be honest.
You know, one thing I think that's really interesting here, and it hasn't been talked about too much, it's to use the cliche, the catbird seat, and I don't like using cliches, but the 33rd pick in the draft is usually a really good spot to be in.
It's as good as a first-round pick.
Well, it is, and it also, teams might sit back and think, wait a minute, this guy is still on the board and he made it through and we want him. The Browns could get some really intriguing offers for that 33rd pick. And that's, you know, we haven't talked about trading that one as much as we've talked about trading out of two. You might be able to pick up a little bit if somebody wanted that 33rd pick.
I've been talking about using the 33rd pick to go back into the – I am convinced, Jeff.
They're not picking at 33?
Yes. Not only are they not picking at 33, but they are going to come out of this with two first-round picks this year. They haven't had one in three years.
Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel?
God, I hope not. I hope Andrew Berry does a little better than Sashi Brown. Or no, that was Ray Farmer.
That was Ray, wasn't
that was,
it?
That was Ray Farmer.
And then they duplicated it later.
And then they went from Ray Farmer to Sashi Brown.
Yeah, it worked better with Baker and Denzel. That it did. Tom's in Solon. Hey, Tom.
How are you guys?
We are well, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, I got to imagine, just from a logistics standpoint, why do you go back and want, not you guys, you guys are doing a great job, players that haven't made you successful in the past? I know you got to fill spaces, and you've got to be ready to play. But the guys that have been mentioned, like by Nate Segura, most of those guys, except Chubb, hadn't been good enough to get you over the top. So wouldn't you want to look around and find somebody else that might be good enough?
I kind of like that idea. I think maybe they've done that. They did add some talent on the offensive line, Tom, and some big guys that with some versatility. I was a little surprised to hear Nathan say Jedrick Wills as well. I know Daryl was. I don't think Jed's coming back here, because I think they actually already covered themselves on the offensive line.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just want to enjoy football season. That's all, right?
That's not setting the bar too high, is it?
No. It's like,
I don't think so either.
Basketball season right now, boy, it is just super fun and can't miss, and that's the way it should be.
Tom, I like it. Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate that. I do think, Daryl, that the additions they made on the offensive line, I think they have plenty of guys there. I would be stunned if they don't draft at least one offensive lineman, because I think teams always should just continue to bring in some young guys and see what you can develop. But yeah, with Posick and Whipler coming back at the center spot, and you hope Whipler is okay and good to go, you've got your centers, and then you have some versatility with Betonio, Tevin Jenkins, the guy that they brought in from Chicago. Big guy, 6'6", 321, has played some tackle. I think he gives you some versatility there. And then with Wyatt Teller and Zach Zinter, you got four guards right there. Just right off the bat, I think that's a really nice group. And then at tackle, well, you got some work to do. Cornelius Lucas, I think, could be really interesting, but he's kicked around. He's not a long-term solution.
Swing tackle.
Yeah. DeJuan Jones, do you think he's your guy?
Well, I mean, he's got to get healthy first.
I know. Do you think he's your guy?
He has the talent to be the guy, but I don't know. And that's a problem.
That's fair. On the other side, you have Conklin. Jack's good to go if he's healthy.
Yeah, if he's healthy. It's been a problem.
It has been a problem.
When he's healthy, he's one of the best in the game. Unfortunately, the injury bug has found him in recent seasons.
I would agree with that. Let me bring up something completely out of the blue for you. You ready?
Okay.
I didn't hit you with this one earlier. We know all the stuff going on with the Brown Stadium situation here. And by the way, you've been all over it. You've done an outstanding job. And if you want to follow all Daryl's work on that, just go to our website, listen to our shows. Daryl's been terrific on that. The Bengals made noise, and remember, they're going after some of the same public dollars the Browns are going after.
Yeah, right? They're a little late to the party. They didn't get in on this
a little
tranche.
Bit, huh?
Yeah, they
a little, little bit.
Yeah, they really did not line it up correctly like the Browns did, and
which, if you know the Bengals, that might not surprise people.
It's the least surprising thing in the world. There is a major problem brewing in this state when it comes to finding ways to fund these stadium projects. The Progressive Field overhaul, which I'm going to go see this afternoon, it's almost wrapped up. Everyone complaining about the green seats that remain. Relax, they'll be gone next year.
I loved the green seats.
They had to do this thing in phases. That concrete was in pretty bad shape, and it's really hard to repair and seal concrete when it's below freezing all the time in the wintertime. So they have to do this thing in phases. But I'm expecting the completed renovations to be just beyond beautiful, to modernize that ballpark. The problem is that at some point, it's going to need another couple hundred million dollars in work. The arena is going to need a couple hundred million dollars in work, even though it just got...
I was going to say, it just got a really nice...
The Reds, the Bengals, the Columbus Blue Jackets, you have all these teams that, these projects are in the hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars. And, what I think about how this stuff should be paid for is immaterial. The business of pro sports is what it is, and public dollars get involved. I thought the governor came up with a rather reasonable way to create a fund without having to mess with bonds and dip it into the general fund like they've had to do for stadium projects, and they have blown that out of the water right now. They're going to do bonds for the Browns. At some point, the Bengals are going to want bonds. But the fact that they came out and said, well, we don't have to play in Cincinnati beyond 2025.
And boy, wasn't that kind of...
It's an attention grabber.
It sure was.
They don't have a practice facility really down there, right? So not like
the Browns do.
They acquired land to be able to do that now. They want to do that right next to their stadium. They're pitching hey, we can bring in more events if we overhaul our stadium, $1.2 billion and all that. But they've got to find a way to fund this stuff. I've had people tell me that Gateway is in some pretty bad shape right now with the ballpark and the arena when it comes to funds.
As far as being tapped out from all the recent renovations.
Yeah, the syntax is not enough to cover these expenditures.
People aren't sinning enough.
Cleveland and Cuyahoga County just gave them Dan, $20 million each.
Again, Dan gives me a chuckle. You give me nothing, but I'm serious and I'm going. I just got a non-audible chuckle from Daryl. You got to lighten up, man. We have fun here on the show.
I know.
He's cooking, man.
He was cooking.
He's cooking.
Trying to throw me off my game here.
Germans? He's on a roll.
I appreciate a good Animal House reference. I'm the guy. I'm Bluto running down the stairs, smashing the guitar everywhere.
You know what? I've always wondered.
You made fun of Tyler Shuck for 7 years of college. Again, U.S. Senator.
Hey, you know what?
U.S. Senator.
It's not a bad point. I keep wondering how long municipalities, and not just ours, but all around the country, are going to just say, "Yeah, we'll provide you with a home." Because I would think at some point, some of these towns are just going to say, "Hey, you know what? Thanks. We would love to have pro sports, but that's too big of a ticket for us."
Well, Oakland did it.
Yeah.
And lost all their teams.
Yeah, I know. Do you think Oakland cares? Maybe. See, that's my point is I wonder.
We're one of the unique markets. We're one of the smallest markets to have three pro franchises.
Well, to have I think we are the smallest market to have baseball, basketball, and football.
But I'm including, like, to have three pro league franchises, we're the smallest market. And it's getting, you know, it costs more to go to all these games. Parking is just just beyond stupid expensive now.
It's ridiculous.
You know, when I hit the lottery, first thing I'm doing is buying some parking lots. Just print money. Because that's what they're doing.
True.
But it's unbelievably expensive to maintain these facilities. It's gone from these municipalities footing the bill for 100%, Jeff. Now the new model, it's down to 50-50. But the revenues, especially for the NFL, are through the roof.
Yeah.
At what point do you just say, hey, you know what?
Good
billionaires,
luck to you.
You have the money. You should do this on your own. Then you can charge whatever you want to get through the door.
And the way the NFL is operating, Daryl, I could see the NFL going to smaller markets, drawing like crazy, and their television product gets ratings like it always would.
It's almost a better experience to watch on television.
I think it is. I think it's phenomenal. Brian Anderson used to pitch for the Indians. He now works for the Rays, and he's one of the great color analysts in the game. And he's a regular guest on our show because he's our buddy. If he answers his phone, he'll be with us at noon. That's 5 minutes away right here on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.